Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because we are on a lectionary for all of our readings, we follow a church year, we celebrate and hear about the end of the world every year. We celebrate and hear about and even look forward to those end times year after year after year. We're not like some who just look out at the mess that is in the world and get worked up and get weighed down and get fretful about what is happening and thinking, oh no, the world is coming to an end. Everything is coming unhinged. No, we look at it every year precisely for this reason, that we would not become unhinged, we would not become fretful, but that we would see these things that happen in the sun and the moon and the stars, the rumors of wars and so on and so forth, the earthquakes, the hurricanes, all the things that our Lord has promised will come, so that we see them in light of the truth. Now, this is not something that we should get all hand-wringy about, but rather it is something to pique our interest, to open our eyes so that we could pray for the hastening of our salvation. So that perhaps, as all those clouds that loom in and overshadow all the joy that everyone else in creation is experiencing, we would look to those clouds and say, maybe that's the one that Jesus is coming back on. Maybe that's the one. And begin to expect it. This is what St. Peter is writing to the Christians in the early church. He begins the third chapter in this way. This is now the second letter that I am writing to you, beloved. In both of them, I am stirring up your sincere mind by way of reminder that you should remember the predictions of the holy prophets and the commandment of the Lord and Savior through your apostles. That we would, by reminder, remember and cling to the word of God revealed through the prophets, through the command of Jesus himself, and thus given to us through the apostles, that we are not to be stirred up by these things, at least not stirred up in the way that we fret, not in the way that we think the sky is falling and become Chicken Little. And so he continues our text for the day. Knowing this first of all, the prophets, the apostles, our Lord himself reminded us this first of all, that scoffers will come in the last days with scoffing, following their own sinful desires, that they will mock and ridicule the word of God in order to be about their sinful desires. That they will mock and ridicule the word and promise of God so that they could continue doing what they have been doing. So that they would not have to change. So that they would not have to take into consideration that they are not the author of their own lives. They are not the creator of their own destiny, but that there is someone above them who not only is the creator of them, but also the judge of them. For they will say, St. Peter says, where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all things are continuing as they were from the beginning of creation. It's always been this way, they say. We point to drag queen shows and drag queen story out. It's always been like that. We point to flags of rainbows, pointing to every kind of debaucherous and reviling thing. It's always been that way. There's always been sin in the world. It's always been bad. It's always been like that. Those who will say these things do so they can continue to do what they want to do. So they can ignore the things that God in time is revealing about how things are getting worse. How the rainbow didn't always mean what it now means. In fact, it meant something very different. It meant something of God's mercy and his love and his forgiveness and salvation. For they deliberately overlook this fact, he says, that the heavens existed long ago and the earth was formed out of water and through water by the word of God, and that by means of these, the world that then existed was deluged with water and perished. It didn't always happen like this. There was a time, in other words, where the world was not. And there were massive changes because of the word of God and water. And then there was a time when they had fallen into sin. And there were massive changes through the word of God and water when the entire world was flooded. During those days, Noah and his building project, he preached repentance because the flood is coming. The kingdom of God is at hand. And if you have been out to that replica of the ark, one of the things you will see and notice is how much room there was. How much room there was for those who would have heard that message so that they could also be saved. But they would not. And massive changes came. In a day that they did not expect, though they should have, because they had been warned. It was not always like that. And now, this same word, the same word that brought everything into existence, the same word that destroyed everything on the earth through water, now that same word, and by that same word, the heavens and earth that now exist are being stored up for fire. For he will, as his rainbow says, never destroy the world again by means of water. Now he uses water to save. Baptism now saves you. Our Lord delays, St. Peter says, not because it's always been this way, and not because we have no Lord. He delays because he is patient, not wanting anyone to perish. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, he says, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. For that day, the day of the Lord, will come like a thief in the night, when no one expects. We will all be surprised by it. Christians will be surprised, like we're surprised on Christmas morning. We know Christmas is coming, But we do not know what is in store in terms of what is under the tree. We are surprised with the joy that is given to us on that day. But unbelievers, they will be surprised that the day even came and what is in store for them. He does not tell us the day or the hour, just that the day and the hour is coming. So then, he says, what lives of holiness and godliness should you be living? If he delays so that all should reach repentance, how then should we live as we wait for that day in lives of godliness and holiness? We should, as we have been taught, live in our baptism daily. That is, every morning we should drown the old Adam with all sins and evil desires. We should reach repentance daily. That our lives, as Jesus says, should be marked by repentance. And thus, faith in the one who saves those who confess their sins by the blood of Jesus. We should daily drown the old Adam with all sins and evil desires, so that a new man may daily emerge and arise to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. For you are the people who believe that Jesus came in the flesh, that he was wrapped in swaddling clothes and lain in a manger. You believe that he walked and talked and did miracles as he grew in wisdom and in stature. You believe that he is the one who suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. You believe this. You believe that he suffered, was crucified for your transgressions, and was raised for your reconciliation to God, and that he is coming back, just as he has promised, just as sure as he was raised from the dead. You believe all of this, and rightly so. So live, then, in the assurance that though scoffers may come and mockers may mock, the word of the Lord endures forever. And that though the end may come, this is for your good. It is your redemption drawing near. It is your Lord bringing you to the fullness of what he has promised for all eternity. And if that causes you dismay, repent. Because that is our joy. That is our salvation. That God would come back and raise all the dead and say, well done, my good and faithful servant. In the meantime, as you wait for that coming, and as you live daily in your baptism, drowning the old man and the new man arising anew, enjoy his coming to you in word and sacrament to strengthen and sustain you, to live out your days enduring the mocks and ridicules as your Lord endured in his day. Come to his feast, the foretaste of his feast to come, where he gives you his own life in his body and blood, his life of holiness and godliness, so that you may live here in time a life just like his. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus into life everlasting. Amen.